There you go. That's Hall and Oates there. And I believe from all accounts, fantastic show and great. And people are saying, can't wait to have them back here. They should be in a bigger venue, actually, the O2. Anyway, now I have Niamh Nicol on, and she's with the Dublin City Council. Hello, Niamh. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What a beautiful day we have here.
Isn't
today.
It great? And it's getting better as
yes,
the day goes
absolutely.
On.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, you have an exhibition. I had a quick look down there at the Red Stables. Tell me what the film's all about first that you have down there.
First of all, I work in the biodiversity section mm-hmm. of Dublin City Council Parks. And we're here today. We've got a couple of events on the go here today to highlight nature and wildlife in the city. And one of our flagship nature reserves in the city is the Bull Island, which is a stone's throw from here. Mm-hmm. So what we have going on in the exhibition hall today is a series of films about Bull Island. Now, not many people may know that Bull Island is recognised by the United Nations as a biosphere. And biospheres, there's about 600, over 600 of them in the world. There's only two in Ireland, Bull Island and Killarney National Park. Mm-hmm. So that'll tell you, you know, it's up there. And Bull Island is a biosphere because it's a place of outstanding nature and biodiversity. And at the same time, it's a place of recreation where people swim, they kite surf, they kite, they walk their dogs, they go for a daily walk there. And the two exist. They exist together. So it's an example of where man and nature can exist and can benefit each other. Mm-hmm. So Bull Island is a biosphere because it's a place where people go to learn about nature and wildlife. The universities send their students there. There's a lot of research going on there. The primary schools send their kids to the interpretive center for talks. We're part of the Discovery Science network with primary schools. And as I say, it has outstanding nature, rare plants like the orchids, rare birds like the Brent goose, butterflies like the marsh fritillary. So we're just trying to highlight the fact that it is this outstanding place of nature, and at the same time, it's a place where people can sustainably enjoy, and it's also a driver as well for local businesses in the area.
And it's great now that it's linked up with St. Anne's Park over the past couple of years as well, which they were sort of separate entities, but now they become sort of one.
We really hope, you know, over the next couple of years to hold a programme of events in the biosphere and in St. Anne's Park. And I'm just to give you an idea of the kind of things that we've been doing there in the last year, for kind of major days around nature in the calendar, you're talking Biodiversity Week in May, World Wetlands Day in February, Heritage Week in August. We would have, you know, a specific walk and talk mm-hmm. on a specific species or aspect of nature on those days in the Interpretive Centre. And then the Irish Herpetological Society of Ireland are here today, and they have a display of amphibians, frogs, newts, and they have information on lizards. And they're looking for lizards on the island. They're quite difficult creatures to find, but they've found lizards on Bull Island.
Okay.
So if you go to the eco village over there...
Well, there's plenty of geckos in the city.
Collie Crocodile Dundee Ennis is over there, and he's got a fantastic display of live frogs and newts and tadpoles that the kids can have a look at. And we also have a display over there on swift, which is a bird. I know you were talking to Birdwatch Ireland about it earlier on, but we're doing a program with Birdwatch Ireland on the birds of the city. So as well as Bull Island, so go to the Red Stables to find out about Bull Island. And just before I leave the topic of Bull Island, we're also looking for volunteers to help us to manage an invasive species called the sea buckthorn. And if you go to the Red Stables, there's a stand there and you can sign up. And you can also taste some tasty sea buckthorn salsa, which I made last night from sea buckthorn berries that were picked there last year. So that's all in the exhibition hall in the Red Stables. Okay. And then in the Eco Village, we have the Herpetological Society of Ireland with the lizards and amphibians and frogs, and I have a display on the swift and the work that we're doing with Birdwatch Ireland on making people aware of the birds, the urban birds of Dublin City. Mm-hmm. Now, it was very interesting during the week. There was a big furore over seagulls.
I was talking to Barry.
So save our seagulls here. seagulls are, we were hoping to do an event around the Liffey Swim on seagulls and that. So if anyone is interested in events on nature in our parks, if they go to Dublin City Council's website, mm-hmm. the parks page, and on the right-hand corner, there's a little section called events. So all of the events around biodiversity are on that.
And is there a koi championship or something going on as well?
There's
I'm probably picking up something
that
wrong.
Might be a recreation. There might be... I know we did... there was an international kite surfing championship on Bull Island.
Okay.
There a couple of weeks past, and we had a biodiversity event at that where we got the children to transform marine litter and some shells and sand into sculptures that represented nature on the island. And they came up with some fantastic creations.
Mm-hmm. The children are really the leaders today.
They really are. The children are the future. And, you know, people say, well, biodiversity, what is this thing, this big word like? And basically, it's all living things on the planet and their interconnectedness and how they've come about over millions of years and how they're evolving. And how if you take one little species out, it affects every other little species. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if the seagulls, we'd be in trouble in the city because they're doing a great job of cleaning up the chips.
Yeah. You don't forget about that.
You know.
Okay, so, Niamh, and you're there now for the 2 days, obviously.
Yeah, and if anybody, I'm hovering between the two sites, between the exhibition stall and the lizards and the swifts. So if anybody has any queries about biodiversity in the city and Dublin City Council parks, they can catch me there. And just to say as well, we have an expert scientist on bumblebees, Jeannie, who's come, and she's doing bumblebee talks in the Rose Garden, and she's got some information on bees, urban bees as well.
Okay, thank you very much,
Niamh. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Niamh Nicomon, and she's with Dublin City Council Biodiversity, and in the Red Stables there for the next 2 days.